kullanabilirim. Bunun için nasıl bir hafta var ya?
Give her a quick rundown here of what these two people have said here, and they're going to continue on with yours. Apparently the same technique is applied over at Buckland and over here by Sisolet. Over here by Sisolet, they form a line. They form a single line until all the boats have gone out. Now they're flanked by two people who are the best kayaks, the most strongest. In other words, when they start driving the herd toward shallow water, when they start veering off to one side, they deploy that one person on the far side to keep them headed off, headed toward where they want to go on either side. When they deploy it over there, they do it really quiet. In other words, they keep admonishing their people not to make any noise at all. Period. Your boats were loaded with women and children who were capable of rowing. And the kayaks were manned by the men. So when the captain of the that particular expedition gave the order, he was the first one to catch one, and then all of them. So when they first started deploying that driving tactic, they kept quiet until one man signaled. And when they started the noise, I guess included yelling, huh? Some yelling, and then you take your paddle and lay it flat against the water. It makes a real loud crack. That's when the real drive started, right up toward shallow water. Pretty soon you begin to see the beluga hit in shallow water. Now the same tactic was used over at the Buckland area. Apparently a lot of the men, when driving a beluga, and the one that they want, once you get on top of it, it's easy to stay on top of it because of the suction of the beluga itself, the wave action. It's easy to stay on top of it. And the guy who's skillful with his kayak can stay right on top and lance it every time it gets into a position. And he keeps that up until the beluga gets weak enough, loses enough blood that it keels over. And the way he was describing it, when that process took place, there was a lot of weaker ones that tipped over in the water with their kayaks. Others who are not able to catch any, and that sort of thing. And then the transition that he described taking place was when the arrival of the outboard engine made it a lot easier to drive them. And now with the arrival of the new fast speedboats, only those people owning those kind of fast speedboats are the ones who generally catch belugas, and the slow ones and the slower boats don't. That's basically what was described.
Can they use the same harpoon for seal as they would for beluga or lamp?
Or is no, it because of the same? No, because this is all now, then. That's in the water, it's lovely, but. The difference is nowadays they do have barbed spears with rope and float on them. But then the ones that they had was just a sharpened point, and all it was just to penetrate and pull back out until you killed the men.
の、これ達成するにしね、いらんまで、かぼうどんぐりたまんな、なおよ。やれしな、しつりやこ、おむすみしたおむにおうとぎ。あいしりたわれた、きぶろう。おぐられな、な、あの、かせいなにかぼうどんぐり。あくせな、ちょまんな、な、けしつ。
Can you get the
I'm going to go to the top.
from this chapter in 500. Because you go and look at this plan line, you can tell the city change. You can't play my city, I said, I can tell what I left, you can find that money. Now it's coming. I'm a kid, you get to know, but now you need to change my mom. I said, come in, even with all the war.
Recap some of the things that they've been saying. I guess the first time that he'd ever seen anybody using a net was over in Givalina,
yeah,
for catching beluga. And then your question before beforehand, the when they drove the beluga on the shallow water, when they got done killing all the belugas that they were going to, they stood aside and they sang a song to let them back out into deeper water, which was a song. And as far as he could remember, Noatak people were the only ones who could, who had a song where they permitted the beluga, the rest of the beluga, to escape. Now, he was saying that the people in Kotzebue, as far as he knew, did not have a song where they allowed the beluga to escape. It was with one season where they, where the Noatak people and the Kotzebue people were hunting together, and for some unknown reasons, all the Kotzebue people caught their whales, but none of the Noatak people did, which more or less angered them. And when the Kotzebue people cooked, you know, after their catch, they invited the Noatak people, but none of them showed up. And it was at the same time, too, also, that the Kotzebue people realized that they didn't have anybody or any song that permitted the beluga to escape. So they invited one of the Noatak people who knew the song to sing it for them, but he didn't show up either. Now, the Kotzebue people did have a song for sheepish, for permitting the sheepish to escape, and they used that, which resulted in the fact that there were no more balloons for the rest of that season and several seasons thereafter. Then he was describing the strength of the songs that they had. The people who knew how to sing these songs, for whatever purpose, there was always an unknown force behind it, some kind of a mysterious force, which, and he was describing some of the things that a lot of the people before him used to employ. One particular instance that he mentioned was the fact that this guy said that he had been to the moon. And one other guy challenged him. He said, the moon is too far, you cannot go up there. And he said he had witnessed this before. Now, He came back with a piece of rock that looked like it had been burned.
God made sure of you. You better fix the rock through his ear so we can prove it. You go to move.
And he did bring back a rock. Now these two have done extensive traveling outside of the state. You know that our people have been up on the moon.
3 years ago, yeah.
And he saw one of the rocks that these astronauts had brought back. And he was surprised to see that it was exactly the same kind of rock that he had seen these people come back.
That's awesome. You could move that right down.
Iceland. You know where that is.
Iceland.